the American Irish State Legislative Caucus, a bipartisan organisation of US state politicians with an interest in Ireland, are examining ways to counteract the effects of Brexit on the economy here. One of the suggestions is for individual states in the US to look to increase trade links with Ireland. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has more.
The economic damage of Brexit and the unwillingness of successive US administrations to strike new free trade deals with other countries has led the British government to look for stronger trade links with individual US states. It signed a memorandum with the state of Indiana earlier this year and is hoping for similar arrangements with up to 20 US states. Now, New Jersey's state legislature and governor have formed a trade commission to boost trade with Ireland. Assemblywoman Carol Murphy came up with the idea.
This is a commission, a 15-member commission, that is members are appointed by the governor of the state of New Jersey, as well as our Senate president and the Speaker of the General Assembly. Members will also include a lot of the Irish organizations that are within our state. The purpose of this is to assure that we can continue the economic growth between New Jersey and Ireland. I think it's extremely important as we move forward to assure that once this bill gets passed, which I do hope will be shortly, that other states will follow and the end result will be 50 state organizations with a trade agreement.
The State Trade Commission grew out of the Irish-American State Legislators Caucus, a bipartisan organization of state politicians with an interest in Ireland that has chapters in every state of the Union. The Cathaoirleach of the Shannon, Senator Mark Daly, who attended a meeting of the American-Irish State Legislators Caucus in Colorado, hopes the idea will spread to all 50 states.
It is important for Ireland to strengthen the links with state legislators so that those state legislators who have Irish heritage and those who are supporters of Ireland, when they come to Dublin, we will also have in place at that time 50 Ireland trade commissions established with all the states in America so that we will have a competitive advantage over other countries around the world.
The visit he mentions is a plan by the incoming head of the Association of State Legislatures, Rhode Island Representative Brian Kennedy, to bring the American-Irish Caucus to Dublin next August to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement.
We are going to have the largest gathering of American-Irish legislators to Dublin next year. This will acknowledge and mark the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. It also marks and acknowledges the successive U.S. administrations who have supported the Good Friday Agreement. And as we go forward, we also mark the ability to further support Ireland as they face potential issues moving forward with the issue of Brexit that has taken place in the United Kingdom.
Only the US federal government and the European Union have the powers to make formal trade treaties, but state-level trade commissions and their Irish counterparts, the Department of Trade and Enterprise Ireland, can focus on deal-making within the existing treaties.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.